Now you are the body of Christ, and each one of you is a part of it. And in the church, God has appointed first of all apostles, second prophets, third teachers, then workers of miracles, also those having gifts of healing, those able to help, which is the helps ministry, those with gifts of administration, and those speaking in different kinds of tongues. Are all apostles, are all prophets, are all teachers? No. Do all the work of miracles? No. Do all have gifts of healing? Do all speak in tongues? Do all interpret? But eagerly desire the greater gift. Love. Love is really God manifest in flesh again. I repeat that. Love is God manifesting himself in flesh again, in the body of you and I corporately together. And now I will show you a more excellent way. And as I shared earlier, the door to love is praise. The door to peace is praise. The door to joy is praise. Criticalness, fault finding, and all of the conditional love that the church operates in cancels and stifles the gift of love. It stifles the gift of peace. It actually steals the joy, and therefore the joy of the Lord cannot be your strength anymore. You're on your own. And when I'm on my own, the byproduct of that is flesh. It's not love manifest in my flesh. It is me manifesting myself. And so I humble myself with you today. And I say I make mistakes just like you. I find myself judging and condemning in my heart. And probably the most evidence of it is when I'm driving on the highway and some yo-yo crosses where they shouldn't be. And I see what's alive in me that I would like to see dead. Amen. I walk in my house and I hear things and I end up saying, oh, yes, I agree. And it is so wrong. And the only way that I can survive is through his grace and through his favor. Amen. And praising those that don't agree or don't see the way that I see. And let them be freed up by the same Holy Ghost that freed me. So the more excellent way is love. I'm taking this from 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and 13. If I speak in the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I am only a resounding gong or a clanging cymbal. If I have the gift of prophecy and can fathom all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have faith that can move mountains but have not love, I am nothing. Love doesn't see mistakes. And the one that says, oh, I love God and he loves me, and can't love themselves, is failing in God's calendar. He sent his son to set you and me free. And he says to love one another as I have loved you. So his love for me is unconditional. It's not part-time.
Yet we love ourselves only when we think we've done it right. Canceling the anointing. So love goes out the window along with peace and joy. Because I don't see myself the way Lord Jesus looks at me and paid for me to be a lover and an unconditional lover of myself first. You cannot love your neighbor if you're constantly critical of yourself. That critical spirit operates in both ways. And it works on me, myself, and I. It has three lovers. And when I humble myself and admit that I make mistakes, I begin a new journey of grace every day. Sometimes I'm so conditional on myself. Oh, gee, Lord, look at this. Look at me. Look at what I've done again. And he said, haven't you got a clue yet? I've set you free. And you're declaring yourself in bondage. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. Whew. Yeah, right. No pride in me? Are you kidding? Listen to me. Look at me. It is not rude. It is not self-seeking. Woo-hoo. Wow, do I qualify? Yeah, part-time. It is not easily angered. Woo-hoo. Do I qualify on that one? I'm better than I was. It keeps no records of wrongs. Part-time. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. Jesus is the truth. It is a way of ways protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. I do well on part-time, but I don't do well always. Love never fails. That's good news. But where there is prophecies, they will cease. Where there are tongues, they will be stilled. Where there is knowledge, it will pass away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when perfection comes, ha-ha! Does God see me perfect already? Yes. Am I perfect in Christ? Yes. I'm waiting for it to manifest in my body and in my soul, my mind, my will, my emotions. Amen? Amen. The imperfect disappears. When I was a child, I talked like a child. I thought like a child. I reasoned like a child. When I became a man or a woman, I put childish ways behind me. I've got news for you. I still operate in some of those old ones. Amen. Now we see but a poor reflection as in a mirror. Then we shall see face to face. Then, when is then? It's the day that you and I decree that we are free. And we can praise and glorify our Savior, and that door of love will manifest through you and me. That door of peace will manifest through you and me. That door of joy, yes, the door of joy will manifest in all of us. So now I know in part, then I shall know fully, even as I am fully known. Even as I am fully known. Who is the one that fully knows me and you? His Holy Spirit within me and within you. His Holy Spirit is alive in each of us. Close your eyes. Put your hand over your heart. Say, Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
Your fire came in me.
Your fire came in me.
When I was
filled with your spirit.
I was filled with your spirit.
My new language came.
My new language came.
My abilities to love.
My abilities to love.
Unconditionally.
Unconditionally.
Manifest itself.
Manifest itself.
Sometimes through my mouth.
Sometimes through my mouth.
But I'm getting better.
But I'm getting better.
Sometimes in my actions.
Sometimes in my actions.
And I'm getting better.
And I'm getting better.
And sometimes in my reactions.
Sometimes in my reactions.
And I'm improving daily.
And I'm improving daily.
I'm starting to see.
I'm starting to see.
Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
And his living fire.
And his living fire.
Operating in me.
Operating in
not just in the neighbor.
Not just in the
but
neighbor.
He's working in me.
He's working in me.
And I can love my neighbor.
And I can love my neighbor.
Because I've loved myself first.
Because I've loved myself
first. And it's a love affair.
And it's a love affair.
That is not selfish.
That is not selfish.
Not trying to build myself up.
Not trying to build myself up.
But acknowledging of what Christ has done on that tree for me. He made me holy.
He made me perfect.
And he's making me now
an instrument of love.
An instrument of peace.
An instrument of peace.
And an instrument of joy.
And an instrument of joy.
He's the door.
He's the door.
And I've got to remember.
And I've got to remember
to praise him for all things.
Praise him for all things.
Including self.
Including self.
Which is being transformed.
Which is being transformed.
In his likeness.
In his likeness.
That's my future.
That's my future.
In his likeness.
In his likeness.
Now lift your hands to him. Say, I praise you, Father.
I praise you, Father.
For myself.
For myself.
Seeing what you've done in me.
Seeing what you've done in me.
When I look back.
When I look back.
And I see what you've done.
And I see what
you've done. Creates.
It creates.
An ability for me.
An ability for
to
me.
Humble myself even more.
To humble myself even more.
And say, don't stop, Lord.
And say, don't stop. Lord.
Stay on the job, Holy Spirit.
Stay on the job, Holy Spirit.
Push my buttons.
Push my buttons.
Give me the test.
Give me the test.
And the grace to pass the test.
And the grace to pass the
because you're my only hope.
Because you're my only hope.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
When he took the bread, he lifted it. And that's an incredible platter. Hallelujah. It's your fault again, huh? Did you see?